A woman never belongs to you. It's just your turn.
You lost your edge, she lost attraction for you. That's how it works.
What'd you think she was gonna do? Tell you she cheated? Men cannot afford to get complacent in relationships. Get your fat ass off the couch.
That's funny, Craig.
Start to learn game. You're welcome.
And now your man, Donovan Sharp.
What's up, guys? It's your man, Donovan Sharp, and welcome to the 844th edition of TSR Live, your daily dose of toxic masculinity and misogyny. It is Wednesday, March 23rd of 2022. It is good to have you all in this afternoon. As always, we are streaming live to multiple platforms. We are streaming live to Twitch, Facebook, MGTOW.TV, Manosphere.TV, YouTube, and of course in crystal clear high resolution 4K to SharpStream, this community's only live streaming platform created for us by us. Not trying to be FUBU. Really not trying to be funny. But SharpStream is quite literally the only independently owned and run platform in the Manosphere. There is MGTOW.TV and Manosphere.TV. Shout out to them. Go use their services. But SharpStream is the one and only. So wherever you are watching, or however you're watching, wherever you're watching from, thank you for making the Sharp Reality Live a part of your daily routine. You guys are getting, I'm just going to go ahead and get this out the way now. You guys today are getting Hobo Donovan. I don't have my glasses. I don't know where my glasses are. My beard is all frizzy, got a little bit of gray in it. I've got the hobo hat on, and I've got a thermal. So all I'm really missing are the gloves with the cut-off fingertips, and I would be hashtag Hobo Donovan. I haven't had time for much of anything, to be honest with you, much less lining up my hair. And so I'm going to go Hobo Donovan today. Shout out to my sniper squad. They're on SharpStream. JBlaze11, Apollo137, Mr. E1976, Dre Raven, Hellfong, Blazanity, Kyle2020, Jonathan Vasquez, and of course Ninja Watcher for Life, and the lovely and talented Devon. Appreciate that. Shout out to my sharpshooters. Geeky Anomaly is in the house. Good to see you in here. Street Fighter 88, JBlaze double dipping, Dre Raven double dipping as per normal. Johnny Green is in the house. Team Peterson is in the building. Dr. B84. Craig Olson. Nolan Baptiste. Josh Mays. Dirty Dan is back after a while. Appreciate that very, very much. Shout out to Jay Sean Harris with the $10 super chat. Says, don't mind me. I'm just tricking on one of my favorite YouTubers. Appreciate that, Jay Sean. Appreciate that very, very much. Jay Sean is going to be instrumental in this year's Conference of Masculine Excellence. Details definitely forthcoming. Definitely forthcoming. Truchino says, just drop by to drop a like. Stay up, gents. Yeah, guys, do me a favor. Do your boy solid. Hit the like button. So a couple of quick announcements, some housekeeping, and then we're going to get right into today's video. Today is going to be, it's going to be my last live stream for a good 2, maybe 2.5 weeks. I probably won't be live streaming again until right around the beginning, middle of April. The reason why is, Devin and I are working. We are very, very hard at work, finalizing everything for the CME. And, when it really comes down to it, doing my content like this and preparing for the CME, there just aren't enough hours in the day. My show prep, guys, is anywhere between 3 and 5 hours. I come on, I do a 2.5, 3 hour show. It takes 4 to 5 hours to prepare for the show. We're talking 8 hours that I just don't have at this point in time. We've got some guests that we need to confirm. Oh, by the way, Sterling Cooper has been confirmed, as a speaker at the CME, and I will keep you guys abreast, of what's going on, with the speakers. Just follow me on Instagram, as well as YouTube, and you guys will be able to keep up with that. But when it comes down to it, guys, is preparing for these events. It's very, very difficult, and it's very time-consuming. And, you know, I want to be able to do a good job. I want to be able to do a very good job. And in order in order to give you guys my best, I got to be able to focus on one thing. Now, this does not mean that I will not be having that I will not have content being released. I've got new videos being made. I've got clips being made. I've got new content being recorded. And, you know, recording content is time consuming, but not nearly as time consuming as live streams. Recording content probably take me an hour and a half, if that. Doing live streams takes a good 8 to 10 hours out of my day. Listen, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you guys to feel sorry for me at all, but there are only so many hours in the day. If it were 32 hours in a day, I'd be Mr. All World, Mr. Worldwide, but I am only human, and it's just me and Dev and a few other people at this point. And so today's going to be my last live stream for a while. However, I'll still be doing my weekend collaborations. I'll be doing my Not All Women show. I'll be doing the Six, so I'll be keeping up with those if time permits, and I'm definitely going to be keeping up with the with the weekend Zoom calls. The weekend Zoom calls are a great. I love doing the weekend Zoom calls. That is my favorite thing to do. I love just talking to the fellas, man. Just talking shop with the fellas, and I'm just. Oh yeah, Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, okay. Yeah, rest in peace to Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon, man. That completely off the radar. So that's the way it's going to be. So this is going to be my last live stream for a good long while. Baker19 says, I finally started watching Love is Blind. It's outrageous. Speaking of which, right after this live stream, I will be breaking down the last episode, the reunion episode of Love is Blind. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. Hang on a second. Hold on, guys. Let me go to camera 3. There we go. As you guys can see, they're on the right-hand side. You guys can see on the right-hand side just a little bit. You can see your boy Salvador sitting next to Kyle, who now has a nose ring, which is kind of weird. But right after the show, I will be doing the very last Love is Blind breakdown for Season 2. The breakdown has already exceeded expectations. So right after the show, I'm going to get right into the Love is Blind breakdown. Clearly, I'm not going to be able to do it on YouTube or any other public platform. That's what Sharp Stream is for. So if you want to watch for free, just download the Sharp Stream app. It is available for Android or iOS. Your boy shot a 578 series last night. I shot a 183, a 200, and a 195. 183, 200, and 195. I think that's going to crank my average up to 176. My goal by the end of the season is to have a 185 average. And this late into the season, it's going to be very hard to pick up pins, but I'm looking forward to that. Our team is red hot. We have won 11 of our last 12 matches. We were in last place 3 weeks ago. And ever since then, we have shot up the leaderboard. So that's what's going on the bowling front. Just decided to give you guys, listen, that's just updates. I like to call those updates on shit you guys don't really give a shit about. You guys clearly know how that goes. Okay. So, let's go ahead. Listen, man, I'm not going to waste any more time. We're going to go ahead and get into, gotta make sure you guys can see my face. We're going to go ahead and get into, today's breakdown. Pardon me. A big thanks goes out to Matt W for submitting this video, because this is a topic that is talked about constantly among women, but it's rarely discussed by men. And that is what women like to characterize as controlling, possessive, jealous, insecure behaviors and characteristics that men tend to display in relationships. Now, the reason this group of terms does not get as much airtime as it should is because most men, red pill really or otherwise, pardon me, we don't really know how to properly address it. Okay? Anytime a man is accused of being controlling or possessive or any of these trump card terms that women like to use when their men try to hold them accountable, men essentially feel that they have been checkmated. Okay, well, I don't want to be that guy, right? I don't want to be that guy who's the jealous, insecure boyfriend who projects his insecurities onto my girlfriend by being controlling and possessive, okay? These five terms are what women use as what they believe is the trump card anytime their boyfriends, their husbands, whatever the case may be, voice concerns about behaviors that are conducive to cheating. Right? And so a lot of guys ask me, Donovan, how can I control my girlfriend's behavior but not come off as controlling, possessive, or insecure? And the answer, my short answer to that particular question is number one, and I've told you guys this from day one. Number one, pardon me, you got a little bit of heartburn. Number one, you cannot control a woman's behavior, nor should you want to. You cannot control a woman's behavior, nor should you want to. I've lost my... Make sure I'm still live streaming here. Okay, we're looking good there. My apologies, guys. It's been a little bit, but it looks like... Okay, yeah. You cannot control a woman's behavior, nor should you want to. One of the good things about being in a relationship, gentlemen, is knowing that a woman is with you because she wants to be, okay? Knowing that when she does things for you, whatever it may be, you're not putting a gun to her head, and that she is doing these things because she loves you and she wants to stay with you. No, this does not mean that they do everything with a smile. Sometimes, listen, man, your woman is not going to want to do certain things for you, but she does them anyway, and that's how you know when a woman truly loves you. Number two, being controlling and possessive is a good thing, if you are a 5 percenter, okay? If you're a man who has a shit together, you're in good shape, you have goals, you're driven, you're disciplined, you live a great life, then women love it when you are possessive of them. Women love being owned by high status, high value men. Always have, always will. Okay? Now being controlling is definitely a good thing. No, not because you control or attempt to control your woman, no. But because you control your environment, okay? Women don't want to have to do and plan everything, guys, all right? They want to sit back, they want to relax, they want to enjoy the ride. Women don't love men who control them. They love men who are in control. Yes, there will be times when you need to dictate to your woman what she needs to do in any given situation, but that's not being controlling. That's called being a man. If your woman trusts your judgment, she will make the proper adjustments. Number three. If you want to avoid coming off as jealous or insecure, instead be territorial. Now, the difference between being insecure and territorial is that insecurity is reactive and being territorial is proactive. Insecurity is a reaction after you see or hear something you don't like your girl doing or saying. Being territorial is not allowing your woman to put herself in that position in the first place. If you don't want to look insecure about your girl getting hit on at the club, number one, never take your girl to the club. And number two, do not get into relationships who go to clubs. OMG, Donovan, that's so controlling and possessive, you insecure loser. On the contrary, I didn't give her an ultimatum. I didn't tell her, if you go to the club, we're done. I simply let her know that I don't commit to women who go to the club. If she chooses to go to the club, she chooses to forfeit my commitment. It is her choice and hers alone, and this is the case with any and all requirements any given man has of his woman in a relationship. So, my answer to that question is along those lines. And that, of course, brings me to the video that Matt W. submitted. Now, the video is entitled, Red Flags Your Boyfriend is Trying to Control You, and it was done by a girl who calls herself Pageantine. Okay, she mainly does videos on, you know, makeup tips and all that other kind of stuff. But every once in a while, she'll drop a video about dating and relationships. And as one could expect, at least amongst an audience like this, she proved why most women these days aren't really worth much outside of sex. Again, I'm never going to endorse or advise men to abandon the pursuit of sexual relationships of varying degrees with women. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm a lot more understanding of why men just throw their hands up and just decide it's not worth the trouble. Guys, the cheating, the branch swinging, paternity fraud, divorce, EPAR, baby trapping, all of these things are very real and present dangers and risks for men who decide to pursue women sexually and trying to mitigate your risk. That's a lot of work, okay? So while I don't condone just giving up, I don't condemn it either. Anyway, this girl gives way too much RP gold in here. So let's go ahead and break this bad boy down, because this girl really and truly does represent the embodiment of a culture that cultivates the worst female characteristics. And away we, hopefully it's not too loud.
A certain topic that I feel like goes on.
Let me make sure. Can you guys hear this okay? Thank you, guys.
A lot nowadays, and not a lot of people talk about it or really address it or tell you like the warning signs you should look out for. I know so many girls personally that I know that get into relationships, and even I've been at fault for this, like getting in relationships with guys that are just possessive and like emotionally abusive.
Here we go. Emotionally abusive. Already emotionally evisive, spelled backwards. Again, being possessive is not a bad thing. I'll put it to you this way. Let me reword this. Being possessive is only a bad thing when she doesn't like you that much. Okay? Another situation where being possessive is bad is when she doesn't want you anymore. Right? Listen, girls will brag to their boyfriends about to their girlfriends about their new boyfriends. They do this. They do this stuff all the time, right? He's got himself together. He's goal-oriented. He's disciplined. And he's driven. They'll say things like, OMG, he told me the other day that you're not going to the beach without me. And I was like, oh, he really likes me. He doesn't want anybody to have me but him. He wants me all to myself. But if they don't really like their new boyfriend, who they just settled for because the guy she really wanted got with another girl, they'll say, well, that asshole told me I can't go to the beach without him. Can you believe him? He's so possessive. Your actions and behaviors, gentlemen, are seen differently when the girl you're with really likes you. Let me repeat that. Your actions and behaviors are seen differently when the girl you're with really likes you. Never, ever, ever forget that. Now let's also talk about something else that she said. Emotionally evisiva, spelled backwards. Emotionally abusive, that's womanese for he doesn't let me get away with bad behavior. He verbalizes his disapproval and he tells me to correct said behavior. Understand this, gentlemen, and I need you to pay attention here. And I've said this plenty of times, but you need to pay attention anyway. Okay. Women define a relationship as unhealthy or toxic when cheating is difficult. But when it's easy to cheat, that relationship is healthy. Let me repeat that. When a woman is in a relationship where it is hard to cheat, she'll say it is unhealthy. When it is easy to cheat, she calls it healthy. Okay? Today's women want all of the freedom and lack of accountability that comes with being single while also getting the commitment, the social status, and the security that comes with being in a relationship. They want it both ways. And anytime a man does not allow a woman to have it both ways, she calls him toxic. She calls him evisiva, spelled backwards. She calls him oppressive. Gentlemen, and we all know this, these labels are shaming tactics designed to marginalize men who do not allow women to put themselves in situations that are conducive to cheating. Here's an example. Oh, did you hear about what Darlene's husband said to her? He told her she can't come with us for our weekend Vegas trip. OMG, he's so oppressive. No. Darlene's husband is protecting his family by not allowing Darlene to spend a weekend in Sin City and getting raw dogged by God knows who, then 9 months later giving birth to a kid that looks nothing like him and having to support that kid financially for the better part of 2 decades while living with the pain and shock that comes with living with a female who betrayed him in the worst way. If a girl you're dating calls her ex-boyfriend possessive or emotionally evisiva, she is telling you that she wanted the safety net of the single life, pardon me, she wanted the safety net of a relationship while having the freedom of the single life, and he simply was not having it. So here is lesson number one. If a woman you're seeing wants to have a relationship with you, let her know that you have never, ever dated a woman who travels alone with her friends to party cities like Vegas, Ibiza, Cancun, etc. If this is something she's not going to give up, no problem. Just let her know that your arrangement will remain as is, which is sex without the commitment and leave it at that. Let's continue.
If you can spot the warning signs and the red flags, I think it can save a lot of time and a lot of heartbreak further down the road. So I wanted to go over a couple things that I've noticed just throughout my life of dating guys and just some red flags to look out for that maybe even in your current relationship, you could take a step back and be like, is he possessive? Is he controlling? I know a lot of girls that are with controlling, possessive boyfriends that don't let them do anything.
Oh, boy. I know a lot of girls that are with controlling, possessive boyfriends who don't let them do anything. You know, that's funny. If these guys were so terrible and toxic, then why are these girls still with these guys? Oh, I know. Their boyfriends are the kind of men girls like being possessed by. Their boyfriends are the kinds of men worth giving up the party life for. Ladies, if you're watching, you need to watch out for girls like this. You need to watch out for girls like this. Girls like this are bad for your mental health. When they see that you are with a man who clearly understands a woman's true nature and does not allow society to shame him for keeping her in line by doing what is necessary to keep her from self-destructing, they're going to try to sabotage your relationship. They're going to do this by planting seeds of doubt about his controlling behavior. For example, they'll say things like, you let him check your phone? Oh, he's toxic. You tell him where you are and what you're doing? He's controlling. I know you like him and all, but you are in an abusive relationship. This chick has friends who are dating guys that she wants to be with because of their unapologetic masculinity. But instead of saying or asking her girls, hey, listen, how can I get a guy like that? How can I get a guy like yours? She's saying, I know girls who are with toxic, abusive guys. Understand this, ladies. Understand this. The more trash your friends talk about your boyfriend, the more they want your boyfriend. They wish they had a guy who keeps them in line. They wish they had a guy who demands their best. They wish they had a guy who keeps her relaxed by being in control. So what do? They tell you he's bad for you while trying to sleep with him behind your back. You've been warned. Let's continue.
Start with number one, not wanting you to go out with your friends or hang out with your friends or do anything, especially being 21. You know, you are faced with a lot of the times your girlfriend's wanting to go to the club.
Oh, God. And here we go already. Here we go already. The very first example she uses is going to the club. The very first example she uses is going to the club. She knows what happens at nightclubs, gentlemen, and so do men. My apologies. So if she really wants to be in a relationship, then why does she want to get all dolled up to go to a place late at night with hordes of men around? Why does she want to get her hair and nails done, slather on makeup and lipstick? Why does she want to wear skin-tight clothing and heels that are really mostly seen on stages and then go out at night into a building where there are hordes of men who are actively trying to sleep with them? Why would she do that? Simple. Because she wants male attention and everything that comes with it. Like free drinks, grinding on the dance floor, making out in the corner, and get butt-fucked in the bathroom. That's why. But because they know the guys who will pound them out in the nightclub bathrooms would never commit to girls who give it up that quickly and easily, they make sure they're not alone by shaming their boyfriends at home into being okay with putting themselves directly in the crosshairs of players so they can what, class? Have their cake and eat it too. Okay? Women act like we don't know what goes on in clubs, right? And they act like we don't know why they want to be there. All men, gentlemen, red pill aware or otherwise, know that females lack impulse control. You mix that lack of impulse control with alcohol, with a late night sausage party, and guys, cheating is inevitable. Women know this. They see it, and they do it themselves. But if a guy has a problem, With her putting herself in a situation that almost always leads to infidelity, he's got a problem. Ladies, let me let you in on a little secret. We as men, we don't mind if you hang out with your friends. We don't. In fact, we prefer that you do because we need our alone time to recharge our batteries. But what we will not condone is hanging out with friends and doing things that put your relationship at risk. You don't have to go to a bar or a club to hang out with your friends. There are plenty of other things that you can do. There are plenty of other places you can go with your friends without exposing yourself to bananas and cucumbers. So here is lesson number two. My apologies. JB with the $5 super chat says, "Hey Donovan, curious to know what your thoughts are on Tom Likas. I love him. He's the original red pillar. He's the original red pill guy." Pardon me. So here is lesson number two, gentlemen. If you're seeing a woman and she wants exclusivity with you, let her know that you do not commit to women who go to bars or clubs. And guys, there's no need to be a dick about it. Just let her know matter-of-factly, the same way you tell her that you don't eat bread with mold on it. I don't eat bread with mold on it. So if you're out to dinner and she says, "Hey, you want to make this thing exclusive?" Just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, "Eh, the thought may have crossed my mind, but I don't really date women who go out to clubs." Again, if she's not willing to give these things up, cool. Just keep things as is and order another drink. Let's continue.
Wanting to go to the bar and get drinks. Oh. And if your boyfriend is kind of hesitant to letting you go out or not wanting you to go out or just completely not letting you go out or else they'll like threaten to break up with you.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a definite red flag of a possessive, controlling boyfriend. I could not be with someone like that. Personally, I'm a very free spirit. I like to do what I want.
She's a free spirit that likes to do what she wants. She likes to do what she wants when she wants to. Gentlemen, free spirit in womanese. In womanese means free agent. Okay? Whether a woman is in a relationship or not, she is always on the lookout for a better offer. She's always looking to upgrade. Okay, just because she says she's committed to you does not mean she is. And I got news for you, gentlemen. You don't take a girl off the market. She does. And I'll use a sports analogy here. And I've actually used this analogy a couple of times on this show. Basketball and football coaches, mainly in college, but for the most part, they're always free agents. It doesn't matter what team they're coaching or how long their contract is. They will jump ship if a better offer comes along or if they have buyer's remorse. Okay? Roy Williams, he was in the middle of a multi-year contract at Kansas to coach college basketball, but he left to coach the University of North Carolina in the middle of that contract. Bobby Petrino was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and out of nowhere, he just up and decided to go back to college and literally vanished without a trace. He left a Dear John letter in the locker room telling everyone he was off to coach the University of Arkansas. Warrick Dunn was particularly upset with that. Billy Donovan, no relation, signed a contract to coach the Orlando Magic after I think he won like a second straight NCAA title at the University of Florida. Joakim Noah, Al Horford, et cetera, et cetera. Less than a week later, he pulled out of the deal and stayed at Florida. Gentlemen, girls are exactly the same when it comes to men. I'm here to tell you. They'll pull a Roy Williams and monkey branch when they think they found a better guy. They'll shoot you a breakup text, Bobby Petrino style, if they hook up with a guy, but don't have the guts to tell you face-to-face that they have moved on. They'll commit to you, then a week later, they'll decide they want to stay with their toxic and abusive ex-boyfriend. This actually happened to me just before I got married. The girl's name, incidentally enough, was Devin. So here's lesson number three. Gentlemen. Any female who calls herself a free spirit is telling you she does not value commitment. And a woman who does not value commitment is not a woman worth committing to. She does what she wants and when she wants because she's a free agent. Again, you cannot be in a committed relationship with a woman who has this mentality. Let's continue.
Ooh. I don't like people telling me what to do. So for a girl like me to let that down and to let a boy control what she does takes a lot of manipulation that you...
There she goes again. Did you guys catch that? She's characterizing a man who holds a woman accountable and requires her to behave in a way becoming of a female in a relationship as manipulation. Listen, man, any female who thinks a man who vocalizes his requirement, his needs, and lets a woman know where she stands as manipulative and controlling is a woman who wants it both ways. Ladies, look, if you don't want a man who holds you to a higher standard, that's fine. Just leave. He's not holding a gun to your head. But don't then sit around and complain about him manipulating you if you decide to stick around. The reason why women complain about the men they stay with is because, number one, they don't want to be alone, right? And number two, they know they don't have any other options better than you. OMG, Donovan, you're such a loser. If your girlfriend is staying with you because she doesn't have any other options, then you're the loser. So let me get this straight. You don't have better options because you're not willing to take direction, but that makes me the loser? Somehow that's my fault? Yeah, make that make sense. And you notice how she's used the term boys 2 or 3 times, right? She keeps using boys instead of men. Make no mistake, gentlemen. This is on purpose. This is by design. She's using the word boys to flat out be disrespectful, which means what class? She doesn't have respect for men. A woman who does not have respect for men is a lost cause. So listen, man, she can laugh. She can chuckle under her breath and be undercover smug about using the word boys when describing men. But all that really says about her is that she keeps dating boys and not men. And that's why she gets passed around. I love this passive-aggressive disrespect she's displaying here, right? Boys. She appears to be cool, calm, and collected, but you can actually tell by her micro expressions, like the head twitching and getting close to the camera, all of that condescension, they're hiding that disrespectful brat. She really is just below the surface. Listen, this chick's a brat. It's clear that she's just a brat because it's almost like she has a mind, has the mind of a 13-year-old, right? I do what I want when I want. I don't like to be told what to do. Both these phrases are only phrases that bratty teenage girls use. Now, there's a reason she has the mind of a 15-year-old girl, guys. And I want you to pay attention because this is really important. You guys have heard me talk about this before, but it is worth talking about again. And it's going to really explain an important element of female behavior and female nature. Women stop maturing mentally when they figure out that men want to have sex with them, okay? They don't start maturing again until the sexual attention from men starts to dwindle. Let me repeat that. Women stop maturing mentally when it becomes evident to them that persons of the opposite sex want to have sex with them. They don't start maturing again until that sexual attention from men starts to dwindle. Guys, male sexual attention is the pinnacle of self-actualization for a female. And listen, man, there are going to be all kinds of women in my comments. Oh, that's not true. Da, 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 I don't need a man. Blah, 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 blah. Miss me with that.
Stop the cap.
You want to know why? Because marriage doesn't happen without sexual attention. Okay. Boyfriends don't happen without sexual attention. Living a great life with a man doesn't happen without sexual attention. So when they realize that men want sex from them, subconsciously, their feminine hard drive tells them, okay, men want to have sex with us. We have now done enough to get sexual male attention, which means resources, companionship, protection, and any other necessity of life. And it quite literally ceases any and all brain activities that promotes mental maturation. Okay? This self-actualization stops any and all urgency that says, I need a man. I need to learn to cook, clean. I need to lose weight, be pleasant. I need to be feminine. I need to make myself available and desirable. This is why hot girls are completely useless, guys. This is why hot girls can't cook or clean or do laundry. This is why they don't have any domestic skills. Their hard drive has now been satisfied in the way of sexual male attention. So all the hard drive tells them to do is to maintain status quo, which means to simply exist. Yeah, their boobs get bigger and their bodies get more womanly, but mentally, the maturation process has grinded to a halt. Now, some stop maturing at 16, right? Some even younger, 15, 14, yeah, sometimes 13, like this girl, who likely lost her virginity around that age, which is probably why she's acting like a petulant, spoiled teenage girl. Now, here's what happens. They keep this teenage mentality all through their 20s and into their 30s. But after the male attention dwindles and eventually disappears, this is when they start to mature again. That's when they start to mature again. This is exactly why women in their 20s and 30s act like children. Coach Greg Adams calls women children with breasts. They have that teenager's mentality until men stop wanting to have sex with them. And when that happens, their brain wakes up and says, uh-oh, wait a minute. We're not getting as many offers. We need to learn how to act like a lady. We need to get into better shape. We need to be more available. We need to be more feminine. We need to learn to cook and clean and be pleasant so we can attract men like we used to back in our teens and 20s. They're forced to act like mature women who have some sense and agency, but unfortunately for them, by then it's too late. They've already developed habits, bad habits, that can't be changed at that age. Right? The 39-year-old former party girl has the mind of a 22-year-old at that point, having only started maturing and growing up again a few short years ago because men don't look at her like they used to. Again, this is why... This is why older women who were ever attractive are insufferable. They still think they're in their 20s, just like that 56-year-old model complaining about dudes not throwing dick at her again. Let's continue.
Might not even realize is going on, but it is going on behind the scenes. And that's what's making you, you know, choose a boy over your friend. So many
boy.
Girls, and this is why I don't really like being friends with girls.
Oh, boy. This is why I really don't like being friends with girls. Translation. I have a lot of guy friends. Guys, women make excuses not to be friends with other women to give themselves permission to be friends with a bunch of men. Women love being friends with men because they're always the center of attention. They don't have to look very far to get bananas and cucumbers and sausages thrown at them. I mean, it's a sweet deal when women have male friends. She'll have three guys in the friend zone who take care of all of her non-sexual needs. Well, the four other guys she's sleeping with take care of all of her sexual needs. Women literally have it both ways when they have a lot of guy friends, and they always indulge themselves.
Out with you, they can't do anything. I've noticed that a lot with friends in the past. Like, as soon as they start dating someone, it's like immediate. And some girls...
Here again. She is green with envy. It's like immediate. Okay? This girl has experienced friends who dropped off the face of the earth when they get boyfriends, and she hates it because she's not in a relationship. And listen, I'm here to tell you, if there are any young women watching, okay, women are never really happy for each other unless they themselves are happy too. Okay? Let me say that again. Women are never really happy for each other unless they're happy too. If one of her friends has a boyfriend, she's not really happy for her friend unless she has a boyfriend, right? If she doesn't have a boyfriend, she's envious, but she can't say she's envious. Okay, she has to pretend to be upset that her friend has stopped calling and texting, but deep down, she's really upset that her friend has something she doesn't. Here's another thing. Here's something else. When a girl gets with a guy she knows doesn't tolerate nonsense, what she'll do is she'll cut off all of her friends in a New York minute. All of her friends in a New York minute, and keep them away from her friends for four very good reasons. Number one, she knows that her single slutty friends are a bad influence on her. Number two, she knows her boyfriend knows her single slutty friends are a bad influence on her and will withdraw his attention and sometimes even his commitment if she spends too much time around them. Number three, she knows her friends know all of her dirty little secrets and doesn't want to risk any of them spilling the beans on her wild college nights in the dorms of the college football and basketball teams. Number four, she knows her friends are going to try to fuck him. This chick is mad that her friends didn't subject themselves to these risks, and she blames it on men by saying house arrest. She can't go anywhere. They can't hang out. No, sweetheart. Like you just said, these girls like this, and they choose this because they know they're with a man of value, and they're not going to let you or your banana-gobbling friends mess it up. Let's continue.
Girls, when they get in a relationship, they completely cut off all of their friends. They don't text you anymore. They don't hang out with you. Like, they literally, it's almost like they get put on house arrest with their boyfriends. Like, they can't do that. Some girls want a boyfriend so they can do that. And a guy comes along and it just gives them a reason to, like, be completely dedicated.
Yeah, sweetie. That's how it works. That's how it works, sweetheart. Okay? A guy who has himself together, keeps her in line, makes her feel safe, makes her feel desired, and doesn't allow her to put what they have at risk are pretty damn good reasons to be and stay dedicated to him. If you look at this girl's body language when she says this, you can see she's trying to dismiss the fact that he's a high-value guy just by saying a guy comes along and then just gives her a reason to be with them, as though he somehow used manipulation tactics to brainwash her into dedicating herself to him. This girl has positively zero respect for even high value men. Even high value. Listen, she's one of these females. You can tell she's one of these women who thinks that a man who has himself together and dominates life only does it because of male privilege. She's got a girl who has no respect for a man's discipline. She has no respect for a man's work ethic. She has no respect for a man's drive. She thinks that high-value men just magically appear because we were born with a Y chromosome. This is why when she says just gives him a reason to dedicate herself to him, because he can't figure out why a girl would make a man a priority. Let's watch that again. Let's watch how she just swipes across the screen. Watch.
Some girls want a boyfriend so they can do that.
Watch.
And a guy comes along and it just gives them a reason to like be completely dedicated to them.
You see how she just did that? Just completely dedicated to him? Remember that girl on Fresh and Fit? The black girl with the eyes that were bulging. Okay, so let's say he takes you out on a couple dates, he takes you shopping or whatever. It's the same thing. She has no respect for the time, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the resources that gave him the resources to take her out and show her a good time or whatever. Just gave him a reason to commit. No respect whatsoever.
Make sure if you're in a relationship, do not lose your identity, do not lose your independence, do not lose your self-worth. You can have a life away from it. It doesn't have to be you two together every single second, every single day. Like, trust me, independence and having your own time for yourself is very important and very healthy in a relationship.
What she just said here is actually correct. What she just said is absolutely correct on its face. Let me explain. No. A girl should not lose her identity. No. A girl should not lose her self-worth. No. A girl should not lose her independence. I mean, dude, she's got to be able to wipe her own ass, right? Got to be able to wipe her own ass. And yes, girls should definitely have a life away from their boyfriends. But here's the difference between what she's saying and what she means. A little bit of woman ease for you guys. Pay attention. Get out your notebooks. When she says don't lose your identity, it should mean keep your personality. Okay? Maintain the personality traits, pardon me, that attracted him to you in the first place. Your kindness, your sense of humor, your selflessness, your femininity, and so forth. Right? But what she means is never change for a man. Don't let a man change you, which also means if you had bad traits, bad characteristics, other habits that are conducive to infidelity and deceit, keep them in case you decide to branch swing to another guy. When she says don't lose your self-worth, it should mean he picked you for a reason. And that reason is because you're worth it to him. If you don't think you're worth it to him, you will subconsciously sabotage your relationship by lying, cheating, and being insufferable because you don't think you deserve him. But what she means is you're an amazing person no matter what you do or how you act in a relationship, and never forget that he is lucky to be with you. When she says don't lose your independence, what it should mean is do not become a neurotic, codependent, high-maintenance banshee who drives him crazy. Keep your shit together and understand that he is your boyfriend and not your babysitter. But what she means is do what you want, when you want, how you want to do it, and who you want to do it with. You're independent and nobody can tell you what to do, not even the boy you're dating. When she says that you should have a life away from your relationship, what it should mean is that time apart helps you both recharge your batteries. So go to lunch with your friends, have girl talk over coffee, hang out at your place and be silly and talk about life. But what this girl means is get away from your boyfriend and go to the club, go to the bar, re-download Tinder. It's not the only man on the face of the earth, and he needs to be reminded as often as possible that you have options and that you will replace him if you need to. Having a life away from your boyfriend allows you to keep a couple of backup guys on standby in case he messes up. Every bit of advice this girl is giving to females will end up blowing up their relationships if they follow this advice. Girls are very good at saying things that are true when spoken, but because of their double meanings, their double entendres, okay, women take this advice thinking it's good advice because they've heard the same thing when they actually got good advice. This chick is leading these lambs to the slaughter. Gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, this is what happens when girls think they know how to keep a man happy just because, simply because men throw themselves at them left and right. 10 years from now, guys, I can promise you she'll be singing a much different tune, but she'll be blaming men as a reason why she is still single. So here is lesson number 4. If the phrase, I want to keep my independence, comes out of the mouth of a woman you are seeing, do not commit. She is telling you in no uncertain terms that she is going to do what she wants regardless of what you say or do. You see, guys, what you have to realize is that when you're seeing a woman casually, the interactions you have during this process, that's a negotiation. Okay, she's going to do and say things just to see what she can get away with. And you're going to let her know with your actions what you will and will not tolerate if she angles for commitment. That's the negotiation. A girl who's sleeping with you always has a long-term relationship in the back of your mind, in the back of her mind, if she likes you enough. If you are her plan A and not her backup plan, well, that'll be obvious. And if you want to know the signs that you're a woman, whether or not you're a woman's plan A or her plan B, C, or D, go watch episode 38. Anyway, every girl that you see will test your boundaries. They have to. And the reason why they do this is because they want to see what they can or can't get away with. If you let her get away with going to the club when you're just in a friends with benefits arrangement, then guess what? She is going to expect to get away with it if you guys make it official. Well, wait a minute, Donovan. You just said that if she's not your girlfriend, you can't expect her not to go to the club. If you haven't made her your girlfriend, then you can't expect her to act like your girlfriend. You said that, right? 100% correct. That is exactly what I said, and that's exactly what I mean. But if a girl you're seeing casually goes to the club, you withdraw your attention and make yourself scarce. Here's what this does. This shows her that if she wants to go hunting for bananas and cucumbers, then you're not going to give her the privilege of your company. And this sets a precedent. Subconsciously, she'll know exactly why you can't hang out on a Saturday night after she went clubbing on a Friday night. She'll act like she doesn't know, but she'll know why you pulled back. She will. So at this point, if she's entertaining, you know, maybe some thoughts about a relationship with you, she's got a choice to make. She can either A, continue to go to the club or the bar, or she can B, keep you around. If you allow her to have it both ways before you're in a relationship, she will rightfully expect that you'll allow her to have it both ways when you're in a relationship again. Again, guys, you're not forcing her to do anything she doesn't want to do. You're not going to put a gun to her head. You're not trying to control her. You are simply allowing your actions to inform her that her actions have good consequences and bad consequences. The consequence that occurs based on her action is her choice and hers alone. And she makes that choice with her actions. Let's continue.
Okay, so let's say you do happen to go out.
Uh-oh.
A sign of a possessive boyfriend is someone that will blow up your phone while you are out. Like, let's say you're in the club partying with your friends. He's blowing up your phone. Like, answer the phone, call me, blah, 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 blah. Like, and you're like, bro, I'm in a club. It's loud. Like, I can't. No, like, I feel like the guys that don't understand that when you do get that time alone, that you don't need to be.
Now, she's 100% right here, guys. She's 100% right. When you're blowing up her phone when she's at the club or the bar with her friend, that's a bad look, man. That's a bad look. But this is why you do not commit to women who go to clubs, okay? If you commit to a female and you do not let her know before you commit that you do not commit to women who go to clubs, then that is on you. You can't get mad at your girl for going to clubs if you did not inform her that you don't commit to women who go to clubs. She is simply doing what you allowed her to do. Gentlemen, that is not her fault. That is on you.
Spent on the phone all the time, texting them all the time, calling them all the time. You need to have trust in a relationship. You should be able to trust you to go out with your friends and trust you to make the right decision.
Whoa, hold up. I don't know if you guys can hear that. In what universe does a man trust a woman to make the right decisions under the influence of alcohol and her banana gobbling friends in an environment teeming with men who are actively trying to sleep with them? This chick is missing the boat on what most American girls miss the boat on. Listen carefully, ladies. And that is assuming that they don't have to earn a man's trust. Okay? Her and women like her. She assumes that if he's sleeping with her, that he must trust her. That is never, ever the case. Never, ever, ever the case with 5%ers, high-value men, guys who have their shit together. Yes, there should be trust in a relationship. I will give her that. But that trust should be earned, sweetheart, never given. The men you really want to be with know that you can't be trusted in these situations. So they act accordingly and make sure you don't put yourself in these situations by telling you that he doesn't commit to girls who go to bars or clubs or any environments that tempts girls to cheat. You see how this all comes full circle? So here's lesson number 5. Pardon me. If your girl tells you, if we don't have trust, we don't have anything, she is trying to create enough space and time to cheat on you, period. Okay? 24 times out of 10, when girls say this, if we don't have trust, we don't have anything, they've told their boyfriends that they've made plans with their friends to go somewhere and to do something, and it usually spans over a couple of days. Like the weekend getaway trip at the beach with the girls, or a 3-day, 2-night, I don't know, music festival with her besties. The boyfriend smells bullshit and he calls her on it. And when he does, she uses the, if we don't have trust, we don't have anything card. Girls use this phrase when their boyfriend's instinct kicks in and lets him know she's up to no good. And girls will also, they also like to pull this little trick. I told you this 2 months ago. As if to imply that because she gave you advance notice, she must be telling the truth, which means you should just believe her. And when you express that you don't, she says, if we don't have trust, we don't have anything. Which means it's time to let her go. Because this phrase is a telltale sign that she is or about to step out on you. And by the way, let's go to lesson number 5B. Oop, wait a minute, wrong way. Let's go to lesson number 5B. Any girl who says bro,
she belongs to the streets.
Seriously, girls like that are guaranteed to have masculine traits and mannerisms. They burp loudly in public, they fart and they laugh about it, they scratch themselves, they pick their noses and so forth. Guys, these girls are disgusting and should be avoided at all costs, even for a one-night stand. Because, truth, real talk, you might have a booger eater on your hand. You really might. You really, really might. Let's continue.
And he shouldn't need a step-by-step playbook of what...
Oh, boy. A step-by-step play. I love how she just took it to the extreme when she said step-by-step playbook. Guys, women do this all the time when they want to make you look like you're being extreme and unreasonable in order to what class? In order to get away with whatever they're trying to get away with. They disingenuously use an extreme example that is clearly a false representation of what's really happening. Give me a couple of examples. Let's say a friend of hers texts her boyfriend to let her know where she is and what she's doing, right? Girls like her will say, well, you don't have to give him a step-by-step playbook for him to trust you. Nobody asked for a play-by-play, hun. She's checking in with him from time to time to keep him informed. It is what he required of her before he committed to her. And she is complying, as she should, if she wants to keep his trust. See, girls also like to characterize a man's requirement to refrain from girls' nights out as keeping her under lock and key, or keeping her under house arrest, as she just said earlier in the video. Girls use this technique to, once again, shame you into allowing her to engage in bad behavior or to get out of doing something you asked her to do. What? You want me to dress up when you take me out? It's not like we're going to a black tie event at the White House. Girl, you don't have to tell him where you are or what you're doing. He's not your father. We've all heard those before.
You're doing to trust you, if that makes sense. That I've actually had happen a lot in relationships.
Oh boy.
Not wanting you to post certain pictures you look good in.
Uh-oh.
Or
oh boy.
Not wanting you to post certain outfits, or not wanting you to wear certain things, like not wanting you to wear a crop top, or not wanting you to wear a bikini, not wanting you to take pictures in it, like just little things that they're just projecting their insecurities onto you.
And this is where the rubber meets the road, gentlemen. And one of the biggest contentions... One of the biggest points of contention in relationships. Okay. When girls post sexy pictures of themselves on Instagram, they're doing it for one and a half reasons. The half reason is for attention, right? The likes, the heart emojis, the compliments, all that fun stuff. The full reason, which is the main reason, is to advertise themselves. Guys, girls who post pictures of themselves by themselves on social media are telling the world, I am for sale. I am on the market. They are advertising themselves to the highest bidder. That's all there's to it. That's all there's to it. This is the main reason men have a problem with their girlfriends posting pictures on social media. Okay? They're a house that has been sold, but there's a for sale sign or possibly even a for rent sign in the yard. Listen, man. Listen. If they want to post sexy pictures, booty pics on Instagram, fine. But don't expect dudes to be all right with the fact that you're wearing a for sale sign around your neck when you've already been sold. Okay? A man who has a problem with his woman posting sexy pictures of herself by herself on social media, that's not being insecure. That is him having a problem with his woman acting like she's single when she's not. And girls always love to say, well, they're just pictures. We all know damn well that they're a lot more than that. And guys, look, man, I don't have any statistics on this, but I would say, I don't know, at least 90% of infidelity starts on social media. Every day, her ex-boyfriends are sliding into her DMs, telling her how sexy she is, right? Telling her about how he was such an idiot to lose her and about how they should hang out, right? Social media is how girls maintain that connective tissue to the guys that they've slept with, the guys they are sleeping with, and the guys they want to sleep with. They post these pictures to stay in their consciousness and to entice yet more men to give them attention and possibly earn a roster spot. Any female who is in a committed relationship who posts sexy pictures of herself by herself isn't in a committed relationship as far as she's concerned. That's all there is to it. They know this. Their boyfriends do not. This chick wants to say that men don't want their women to wear crop tops or bikinis or anything sexy. That's simply not true. I love it when I love it when Devin wears short, you know, short little sundresses and heels when I take her out. It's hot and it turns me on. Love it. There isn't a man on earth who does not want his woman to look sexy when she's with him. But what we do have a problem with is when they want to look sexy for men other than them. Yes, we do realize that men will look at you when you're out with us. You're looking good. It happens. We know this. Hang on. I got to let Walter out. All right, I'm coming. Hang on, Walter. All right, little fella. So, yes, we do realize... we do realize that men are going to look at you when we're out. But when you're dressing in crop tops and yoga pants and skimpy outfits when you're not with us, and then taking pictures of them and putting them on social media, you are advertising yourself to men on and offline. A man in demand has absolutely zero effort with his woman making an effort to look good for him and only him. He does, however, have a huge problem with a woman who is advertising herself by wearing suggestive clothing when she's not with him. And by the way, the term projecting insecurities, that doesn't mean a damn thing. It's just, honestly, man, it's just something that women made up that sounds fancy and psychologically accurate. Really, it's just kind of shame men into being okay with her acting as though she's not in a relationship. Right? That is every female's go-to argument when they debate you. You're projecting. You're projecting. That's what Jen said. You're projecting. I wasn't projecting shit. Bitch, you can't spell projecting. Then, of course, she makes the statement that every slut likes to say to justify them putting themselves on the market when they're supposed to be off the market, which is, oh, he's afraid somebody's going to treat you better and steal you away. Watch and listen.
And they're kind of afraid that another guy will come along or will treat you better.
No, sweetheart. Nobody's afraid of anything. That's really not it at all. The issue is that we expect you to act like a woman who is in a relationship. And advertising yourself to other men by posting pictures and videos all over social media, dressing like you're going to the club when you're not with us, that is not the behavior of a woman in a relationship. Listen, if that's not what you want to do, fine. If you want to act single, fine. Be single. But calling men crazy or insecure for having a problem with this behavior, like calling men stupid, this is like calling men stupid for not wanting to buy a car, but still drive it around with the for sale sign in the window. If you want another guy, then by all means, knock yourselves out, okay? But you're not going to do it on my time. Do that on your own time, as in while you're single. This is another disingenuous ploy that women like to use to try to have it both ways, which is being in a relationship, but being allowed to act like she's not. Doesn't work that way, sweetheart. Not with men who are worth a damn anyway.
Oop. Will do that, so definitely look out for that warning signs. If he doesn't want you to be posting pictures of yourself or like looking good in a photo or even taking selfies at all, girl, you need to say bye to him because he is crazy and you need to get out while you can. Being passive aggressive of what you do in your life, not really directly saying it, but like being like, oh yeah, and you did this, oh yeah, remember when you did that, like little comments under their breath is definitely a sign of manipulation.
This girl is as dumb as a screwdriver. She really is. She's not too bright. Passive-aggressive men aren't controlling, okay? And men who manipulate aren't passive-aggressive. But she does have a point. She does have a point when she says that girls don't like passive-aggressive men. If you have a problem with something your woman says or does, tell her immediately and be direct. Tell her, hey, knock it off and be done with it. Gentlemen, never be afraid to check your woman. She may not like it at first, but she will respect you for being direct. Girls loathe passive-aggressive men because it is feminine behavior.
Trying to control you, so definitely look out for that. This is a big thing. If you and your boyfriend happen to go out together and they like get mad at what you're wearing, like you come out in a bodysuit with some jeans looking like Khloe Kardashian, and they're like, yeah, no, you're not wearing that. Boy, how insecure are you? Because pretty sure if I'm with you, that means I like you, and...
Wait, what the hell? Dude, what the hell was that? Hold on.
Boy, how insecure are you? Because pretty sure if I'm with you, that means I like you, and...
Wait. You want to know what that is? You don't know what that is? That right there is a telltale sign of a girl who's been hanging around with black girls. You know what that means. Yes, sir. You know it. That body language and the way she just said, "Boy, how insecure are you?" screams, "I fuck niggas, y'all." But it also says something else. It also says something else. That little head gyration choreography, that's what dumb girls do when they can't really articulate what they're feeling, right? Like, we've already established that this chick, she probably ain't too bright. Probably ain't too bright. She is
a grenade.
And she is
trajecting.
Right? Now, you never know unless you get a girl by yourself, but because every once in a while you will meet a girl who does act a little ditzy, but she is surprisingly intelligent and decent company in the way of conversation and insight, right? So when girls have even a modicum of intelligence, they're more than able to articulate things a little bit more smoothly. But this chick is at a loss for words when she is describing being out with her boyfriend and looking on fleek, which, by the way, is a phrase that tells the world she spends at least 8 hours looking at her phone. But when she describes the feeling she has when her boyfriend doesn't want her to wear certain things in public, but all of a sudden, her shockingly narrow vocabulary reaches its limit when she has no idea what to do because she's run out of the words, right? So she goes into these little gyrating head convulsions that all stupid girls do when they don't know that they've reached the end of a sentence but can't really finish their thought. This stupido.
Look out for those. That is legit just a blank sign. I'm trying to control you. I don't want you to wear that. I don't want you to feel good. I don't want you to feel pretty.
What? Okay. All right. So she's right again there. She's right again here. Okay. If you're a man, and listen, I don't blame her for this. If you're a man who doesn't want your girl to look hot when she's out with you, then that's a you problem. Okay. Listen. Not only is there nothing wrong with your girl looking hot when she's with you, it shows that she's making an effort. Right? But, on the other hand, when you take a look at this girl's body language, it just screams bratty, entitled banana gobbler. Right? All that head bobbing and getting close to the camera and all that other nonsense just tells us what we already know. And that she is a 21-year-old who looks like a 31-year-old who has the mind of a 13-year-old who thinks she looks like a Kardashian, which, by the way, is not the role model your girl should have. So here is lesson number 6. If her role models are people like Cardi B, the Kardashians, Megan Thee Stallion, and so forth,
she belongs to the streets.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Amber Rose, super hoes like Miley Cyrus, any other celebrities who glorify sleeping around and popping bottles and all that craziness, do not commit to her.
Nope.
Have fun with her, but do not make her your girlfriend.
Oh, hell no.
Because if you do, gentlemen, you cannot complain that she's branch swinging like her role models. Well, who should be her role models then, Donovan? I don't know. But I know who her role models shouldn't be, and I just gave you a short list. Start from there and work your way down. Let's continue.
It's just like part of the theme where girls dress like that, like going to raves or like Halloween. Like, yeah, you just know how girls are going to dress. And like, if they don't want you to dress like that, even though you're going to a place where everyone's going to be dressed like that, he is definitely insecure,
everyone does like that,
definitely
so that
trying to control you. Yeah. Constantly wanting to go through your phone. Or, like, let's say you get a text message and they, like, look at your phone. Or, like, pick up your phone before you do. Or, like, unlock it and read. Mm-hmm. Like, things like that is, like, you should have your own space. You should have your own phone.
Translation. You should be able to set up cheating and or line up backups without his knowledge. Guys, this is so obvious. This is so obvious. The reason why girls hate it when you go through their phones is because they have something to hide. It's that simple. This isn't complicated. Both men and women know this. When a woman is protective of her phone, she's telling you she's a free agent. Now, when you're just seeing each other casually, you know, going through her phone is ridiculous because she's not your girlfriend, right? Again, never expect a girl to act like your girlfriend if you haven't made her your girlfriend. It's obvious. But when you're in a relationship, your girl should have zero issue with letting you see her phone whenever you want. A technique that I used to use when vetting a woman, now I'm in a long-term relationship. A technique that I use when vetting a woman for a long-term relationship, when she angles for one, is, hey, I think she'll say something like this. Hey, I think we should take this to the next level and make it official, right? You put her off 3-4 more times, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, just give you guys a little lesson here. Hey, I think we should take this official. You say, okay, so you really want to be my girl? She'll say, yeah. You say something like, well, you might want to think about that because I'm not an easy guy to be with. It is very, very different being a fuck buddy than being my girlfriend. She'll say, well, what do you mean? Then you look her right in the eye and say, well, unlock your phone and hand it to me right now. Now, when she freezes like a deer in the headlights, and she will, because nobody's ever asked her to do this before, you'll know right then and there that she is, A, sleeping with other guys, which would be fine if she hadn't just asked you to be in a relationship, and B, she's not relationship material. If a girl really likes you and wants to stay with you, she'll have no problem letting you see her phone. She'll have no problem with giving you the password because she doesn't have anything to hide. When a girl says she has nothing to hide from you, but has a password on her phone that she won't tell you, she's clearly got something to hide, which, of course, is other dude she's sleeping with. So here's lesson number 7. Any woman who has a problem letting you see her phone is a woman who will have a problem staying faithful to you. It's that simple, guys. Okay? Her phone is where she keeps all her secrets. Her phone is where all the bodies are buried. Her phone is where dudes communicate with her in 27 different ways, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, dating apps, whatever. It's all on her phone. All on her phone.
You shouldn't be scared about who might have texted you.
And there it is, guys. There it is. She just confirmed it. Shouldn't be scared of who might have texted you. Why would she be scared of who texted you when you're around your boyfriend? Well, simple. Because it's another guy you're fucking. It's another guy you have fucked, another guy you are fucking, or another guy you're trying to fuck. That's why she just holds right here. The one and only reason, she doesn't want you going through her phone. She doesn't want you to see all the nudes she's sending to other guys. She doesn't want you to see the conversations between her and her friends about the guy who pounded her out last night. She doesn't want you to see any of that stuff. And that's why she doesn't want you going through her phone. By the way, here's a pro tip. I've talked about this before. If you ever are going through your girl's phone, and guys, we've all done it before, so don't act like you haven't. Right? Don't act like you haven't, you aren't or won't. But if you go through a girl's phone, don't pay attention to the text threads between her and other men in her life. Okay, you're not going to find anything there because she will delete certain text messages or delete the thread altogether. Okay, girls are experts at hiding their stashes of bananas and cucumbers. No. Look at the conversations between her and her friends. I have never, ever caught a girl cheating by discovering a thread between her and another guy. It was always, without exception, a conversation between her and one of her friends. Okay, women lie to men, but they are honest with each other about men. So don't look through the conversations with guys. Look through her conversations with her friends. Anyway, once again, guys, she just said that trust should just be there, which once again shows her shows us that today's women have no idea that men these days already have an inherent trust for women, and that high-value men require women to earn their trust. Trust should just be there. Why? Because you said it? Fuck out of here with that. Let's continue.
Isn't I saying all these as red? They want you to feel low about yourself, so you feel like you need them. Like, you can never find anyone better. You need this man. That's what they're trying to do, so look out for those signs, girls. I'm telling you.
This
one fits the time of year. Getting mad about your Halloween costume, like, oh, that's too slutty, too this, that's too that. Oh, you look like a total blank. Oh, you want to look like every other girl, like... It's Halloween, and if you're going to a Halloween party, you don't want to be dressed like a nun when every other girl has their butts out and has their boobies out and is looking on fleek. You don't want to roll up in a freaking sheet like a ghost. No.
Oh, my God. Ah, Slutoween. Halloween has evolved with the overt promiscuity of today's women, right? You see, back in my day, most girls wore costumes of varying degrees and were more or less really meant to celebrate Halloween. Right? Like, some costumes were unique, some costumes were funny, some costumes were well-made, some were creative. Every once in a while, you would see a girl dressed suggestively, but those were the outliers, right? I remember when I was a kid, the only three Halloween costumes that were revealing on purpose were, I don't know, devils, cats, and nurses. And it wasn't often you'd see women or girls wearing that stuff. I don't know, maybe on a few college campuses. But by and large, most girls kept it clean. Even the activities were basic, right? You dress up, go to a Halloween party, laugh at all the silly costumes, have a few drinks, bob for apples, pass out candy, all that other fun stuff. But here in the 2020s, Halloween has devolved into a slut walk that isn't really called a slut walk, which makes it what I like to call Slutoween. Every costume is revealing. Every costume shows more skin than material, and every costume is now slutty. It's no longer just cats, devils, and nurses. Oh, no. No. It's cats, devils, cops, angels, nurses, devil. Dude, you name it. Girls have figured out a way to make a costume slutty. Now, your girl looking good when you take her out for Halloween, and looking like she's for sale when she dresses up in a Halloween costume that could probably fit in a Ziploc bag are two very different things. Even if you're with her at a Halloween party, she's still advertising herself. No, the only reason she wants to go to a Halloween party is to show every guy there every body part. Honestly, she may as well go dressed up like a, dressed as a menu. Boobs are 10 likes, legs are 20 likes, ass is 50 likes, and so on and so forth. But here's the thing. She ain't talking about going to a Halloween party with you. Oh, no. She's talking about going to a Halloween party without you. She doesn't want you around when she's dressed up as Slutty Red Riding Hood doing tequila shots with the big bad wolves. Plural. Right? So this chick would have us believe that she's referring to going to Halloween parties with you when she clearly is not. And the reason she wants to go to a Halloween party showing more skin than a bikini model is exactly the same as going to a club. She wants to put herself on the auction block for the highest bidder. Okay. Girls like her like to say that that's not what that the girls like her like to say that that's not what's going on, to make men sound like we're insecure or worried. But there is no other reason women go out dressed in next to nothing and then go where men are. If your girl wants to go to a Halloween party without you, your relationship is over. Period. You can deny, you can deny this all you want to, but many a relationship has been violated on October 31st. Trust me.
There just should be that trust, and the reason I'm saying all these as red flags is because usually these type of guys go on to be the abusive partners, the ones end up, you know, emotionally, physically.
Here we go. This is straight up parroted bullshit, guys. Right here. So she's gone from going through your phone to being physically evisiva just like that. This again, gentlemen, this is a shaming tactic. Okay, no man wants to be thought of as Evisiba spelled backwards, and women know this. So in order to keep men away from their phones, this girl is telling women that guys who ask to see their phone will end up physically abusing them. Think about how silly that conversation is. You let him go through your phone? Yeah, girl, you need to watch out. Today he's going through your phone. Tomorrow he's going to give you a black eye, girl. Watch out. Fuck out of here with that. Everything a man does to make cheating harder somehow escalates to physical abuse. If you give him your password, he's going to give you a black eye. If you tell him where you are, he's going to beat you up. If you don't make conversation, if you don't make conversation with men in public when you're with him, he's going to smack you around. So now girls are using physical abuse, which, by the way, does not require hard evidence to prove guilt, to literally scare men out of doing what's necessary to keep them in line and faithful. And this narrative, gentlemen, has gone mainstream. Anytime a guy even suggests something like going through a girl's phone, he's looked at as an abuser because of videos like this. Save yourselves the trouble, gentlemen. If a girl hesitates even a little bit when you ask to see her phone, a friends with benefits is the highest label she will ever get from you. There is no way, no way, a girl like this will stay faithful to you.
You're in life, and as the relationship progresses and as you don't set boundaries and you let them control you and you let them manipulate you, the stronger they get, and then it's not enough. They want to do more. They want to get more reaction out of you. They want to, like, it's a game to them. So these are the red flags that if you just started dating someone, or even if, like, you're newly dating someone, you should definitely look out for and not take lightly, because trust me, girl. I've had a lot of relationships that are perfect in the beginning, and then over time, it's like completely toxic, and it is not healthy for either sides.
What she just described there is the typical dating timeline with a man who does not have red pill awareness, and it goes a little something like this. A guy starts sleeping with a girl. Okay, it's just casual sex, but they can't get enough of each other. The sex is good. They have fun together. Everything's great. 2 weeks later, the guy asks his girl to be his girlfriend, and the girl says yes because she now has commitment, which is something every girl wants. As their relationship progresses, the guy's feelings start to get stronger, which makes him more territorial, which is a natural male reaction. Okay? Now, before, he didn't really pay too much attention to her going out with her friends to the bar at night. But she always ended up with him at the end of the night, so he never really sweated it. But now he gets concerned about girls' nights out because, again, there are feelings involved, which, again, is perfectly normal. You see, when they first started sleeping together, he didn't really pay much attention to her phone buzzing at all hours of the night. He didn't have a problem with the fact that she's always had her face in her phone. But now he glances over to see who she's texting or who she's responding to on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. He wonders who she's snapping. He wonders if she's still on Tinder. You see, during the honeymoon phase, he didn't really pay much attention when she started talking about her abusive, controlling ex, who, by the way, she texts every once in a while, which wasn't a problem because, again, there were no real feelings involved other than lust and euphoria. But now that they're in a relationship, he's not so keen on her keeping in contact with your ex, with her ex. So all of these habits, traits, characteristics that she displayed in the beginning when there was no commitment outside of sex are still around even though they are now in a relationship. And guys, this is where men go wrong. And it's in three major areas. The first area men go wrong is not paying attention to who she really is when your brain is flooded with dopamine and serotonin. Listen, man, during that honeymoon phase, you are completely blinded by the fact that she has ho tendencies and displays them to you on the regular in front of you because you're sleepwalking through your interactions with her. The second area men go wrong is not setting boundaries with your actions when she acts, does, or say things that single girls do and say, like going to the club, going to the bar, texting her ex, disappearing for hours at a time. Again, she's not your girlfriend, so doing these things don't violate any commitment. But if you don't withdraw your attention, like I talked about earlier, when she acts like she's single, with or without you, she's going to assume that it is okay to act single even after you're in a relationship with her. Guys, I'm here to tell you, rewarding a woman with your continued attention when she texts her ex or goes to the club, guys, that sets a bad precedent later on. And because you're oblivious to the habits and tendencies that are bad for relationships because you're not paying attention, like I said, number one, you don't withdraw your attention like you should to let her know that you're not going to reward her with more attention when she acts single. Now, as a side note, if you know you don't give a damn about the girl, if you know she's insufferable, you can't stand being around her outside of sex, then there's no need to pay attention to any of this stuff, okay? You're not going to care about it one way or the other. She'll just be another notch in your belt. But if a woman you're sleeping with is actually decent company, you are susceptible to catching feelings. We all are. This is just how it is. Guys like to say, well, I'm never going to catch feelings. Dude, the more you have sex with a woman, the more susceptible you are to catch feelings. The third area men go wrong, and this is the biggest area, and I talk about this all the time. That is telling a girl you want a relationship before she tells you she wants one. Guys, the reason this is always a mistake is because when you ask a girl to be your girlfriend, what you're telling her is that she has fulfilled all of the requirements to earn your commitment. You're telling her that there's nothing she needs to change and that there's nothing she needs to do. You're not saying this out loud, but this is what you are telling her when you ask her to be your girlfriend first. Guys, I'm here to tell you, you can't ask her to be your girl and then tell her what the requirements are. It doesn't work that way. This is why girls react with accusations of possessive, controlling, and toxic when you try to set boundaries after you commit to her. What you're essentially doing is a bait and switch. You're telling a girl that she meets all the requirements for your commitment, then you're adding more requirements. It's like negotiating the price of a car and coming to an agreement that puts your car payment, I don't know, $250 a month. Then a month later, your car payment goes up to $350. You're going to have a serious problem with that new payment, as you should. Well, girls have a huge problem with guys who commit to them and then try to set boundaries and expectations. And when you do this to girls, they feel like they've been tricked. And because they can't really describe what's happened, they resort to their default programming, which is to what? Call you insecure, possessive, and controlling. Okay? This is why she just described a number of her relationships as perfect in the beginning, because these guys committed first, which she took to mean that she didn't have to change anything to earn his commitment, which all girls love. Of course she thinks it's perfect. All she has to do is exist and fuck him, and she gets anything she wants without having to change anything. Girls love getting things they do not have to work for, especially commitment. Then when he tries to lay down the law, when he didn't before, that's when she describes him as becoming toxic. So here is lesson number 8, the last and final lesson. Never, and I mean never, ask a woman to be in a relationship first. Make her ask you, then make her earn you. Gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you can get sex from anywhere, okay? You can get sex from anywhere. But she needs to give you a reason outside of sex to commit to her. And at that point, you can now vocalize your requirements for commitment. Do not throw away your leverage and ability to dictate terms by asking her for her commitment first. Wait for her to express interest first. Well, what if she never expresses interest? Well, if she never asks you, then she doesn't want your commitment. Well, what if she's waiting for you to express interest? Then she wants your commitment without having to work for it, which means she's waiting for you to give up your leverage so she can have her cake and eat it too. Do not take relationship advice from women like... Oh, yep, I just ended the live stream. Ah, damn. Okay, all right, no problem at all. No problem at all. Let me jump back in here. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did that on accident. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that, gentlemen. Yep. Yeah, I ended that live stream. I meant to hit the record button, or I meant to hit the stop recording button. But I ended up, Yep. Nah, guys. Yeah, all right, I'll wait for you guys to trickle in here. This one won't take long. I want to answer the super chat from Donixvin. Yeah. Channel's still up. I just accidentally. Oops. All right, let's tell him to go here. Go here. Yeah, that's all good. That's all good, guys. Started another live stream. Yeah, that's my bad. Accidentally hit the, whatchacallit. All right. Yes, so to answer, I want to answer Don Vixen's Donovan. I hate when people do that. He says, how do you vet a woman properly? That's a question that's just, oh boy. I really don't like, and I know, and I don't want to be mean spirited, but vetting a woman properly, it's not so, well, how do you vet a woman properly? Just do X, Y, and Z. Nah, man, vetting a woman properly requires a lot of work and a lot of time. So how do you vet a woman properly? The only thing I can tell you to do is that it'll take you at least a year to vet her properly, at which point you should also be training and coaching her. It's going to take you a long time. Dre Raven on the YouTube side says, there is a whole course on that one. That's exactly right. That is from How to Build a Quality Woman from the Ground Up, and Section 1, Properly Vetting a Woman. So if I were you, Donixvin, I would get my hands on How to Build a Woman from the Quality Woman from the Ground Up. All right, guys.